This is Jay Sekulow. The case involving the student and the college continues to unfold.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
The outrage continues. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We have peeled back the first layer of the onion involving the student. You've been listening the last few days. We're here in Washington working on a Supreme Court case, but what happened was we had some breaking news come in. We had a request for legal assistance. We get dozens of those every week from the website at aclj.org. Student, I took a look at this one. I sent it over to our legal staff. I said, get on this immediately. The situation was a student was being told to participate in the philosophy class, to even participate. She to acknowledge, required to acknowledge the possibility of that God does not exist. Now, of course, this is a Christian student we're talking about. Then, during the break of the program a couple of days ago, she told us something else. Jordan's in our studio down there in Virginia Beach where a lot of this research is being done that made the situation even worse. Jordan, you've got that information. I mean, so as the more we find out about it, the worse it gets. And now you've got the writings of the professor, Jordan, and you say they're outrageous.
Well, and the worse it gets from the professor. One thing to talk about this philosophical debates. Now you get to another point, which Gina mentioned to us, we talked about on air. To get the full credit on the final assignment in the class, you had to admit to there being no free will. I have no free will. Sign your name. Post that online. You have to post online, as we know, and this professor will soon know that everything you write online stays online and everyone can get access to that, is that when she did that, that would be rejecting her faith. Saying that there was no free will would be going exactly against her biblical beliefs in the Bible and in Christianity. To understand this, Dad, though, is to take it a step further, is to do what happens in these classrooms with the way these teachers manipulate these students and try to manipulate these students. We heard it from Gina, the outrageous way these students are treated for their beliefs, called closed-minded, said you're a level one thinker, not ready to take this class, can't participate in this class. And to get full credit in the final assignment, this teacher goes so far as to say you must reject your faith by saying there is no free will.
You know, Jay, as we were talking about earlier in the week, I mean, this is teaching. I mean, what is teaching about
this? They're paying this guy to do this, by
the
way. Yeah,
they're paying this guy to coerce this particular student and other students into adopting his worldview and basically grading these students accordingly. He's in a position of trust, and he's misusing his trust, and it's really unfair to these students, and I'm glad that Gina had the courage to stand up and contact the ACLJ.
Well, she did, and we're glad that we could help her, too. We already have calls coming in, Jordan. Let's go right to him.
Patrick's calling from New York on line one. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Patrick. Great.
Good. Hey, we actually air your program on a radio station in upstate New York. The Fix for Gina, we're going to be praying for her, and we'll continue to let people know about that as well. But are you guys aware that, I mean, the Freedom of Education, I think, or Freedom of Instruction Act?
Oh, yeah. We've got, believe me, we've got a legal memo that's been prepared that's going to rock this school district, not the school district, this university socks off. I mean, we've got three lawyers working on that in Virginia Beach. But the fact of the matter is, you know, these students are paying to go to school. They shouldn't be treated this way. And that's the outrage in all of this. And that's how we're dealing with this, is to respond. So, Patrick, thanks for airing the program. But we're taking direct action. And this is where we need everybody listening to the broadcast. We've got a comprehensive legal memorandum. I'm going to this school, university. I keep calling it school, there's a college, university here, to this college. And they're being told in no uncertain terms that what they've done is violated the law, that you cannot be required to surrender your Christian beliefs in order to participate in a class, folks. And that's what they're saying here. You must acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. I'm sorry, that's not the way it's supposed to work. So here's the number, 877-989-2255. Now, I want you to sign. We've got a national petition for these students, and it's going to be given to this university. Could you imagine when 100,000 signatures come in from all 50 states? That's going to send a message. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. We want you to call that number right now. Add your name to stand up with these students as we get this legal memorandum done, and let's get a victory here for Gina and her classmates in college that are having this problem. You can also go to aclj.org. I'm going to post updated information. The letter is up there now that we've sent to the university, but you need to sign this national petition. Stand with these students. 877-989-2255 is the number again. 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac!
Cause we're booming out the stereo system! Pistols out to anyone listening!
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You know, when we check into these facts, when we get a call like we had with Gina, who was on the program yesterday, and we've been talking about the situation in her school, the more we find out, the more outrageous these things become. You know, they fill out the form on the internet, on the website, and you get information there, and we see them type it in, and it's usually about 100 words, and it describes briefly the situation. Then we get our lawyers involved, and the lawyers talk to the student, to hear the college student from Gina, and they get more information. And then during the break of the radio broadcast, between commercials yesterday, I was talking to Gina and asking her what else was going on there, and then she told us something that is frankly as outrageous as being told you don't get to participate in the class unless you will acknowledge that God might not exist. This new revelation, Jordan, is even more outrageous.
To get full credit on the final assignment in the class, you have to sign your name to a statement saying this: there is no free will. There is no free will. You have to sign your name to it, and you get full credit for the final assignment in the class if you write that one line and put your name to it. But like Gina said, to write something like that, to reject your faith, to reject what you believe, just to get full credit in a class is absolutely ridiculous. It's academic dishonesty. It's academic fraud to have students in an academic class, a class to discuss philosophy, be able to even get full credit by putting a statement like that just to satisfy the teacher so he feels like he's changed these students' minds, which is exactly what this professor is trying to do by saying things like the problem of monotheism, his writings, his personal writings, his books. On his website, he has a game up, do-it-yourself deity, try to create the perfect God. He attacks monotheism specifically.
This is on the professor's website
you're
talking about?
This is on his professor's website. This is the information
he's
put together.
How did we find all this?
We did research here at the ACLJ.org. This professor's published books. He's in publications. He attacks God, just like Gina said. Every discussion he's involved in comes back to the attack on a monotheistic God, whether it's Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. This guy is a serious problem with anyone who believes in one God.
Jay, I mean, the clear inference here, as we were talking about yesterday, is that this professor believes if you are a highly educated person, if you're at this academic institution, of course you're not going to believe in God because God is not subject to empirical evidence in his view. And therefore, you know, people like Gina need to basically become more educated, need to abandon their faith, need to be more open.
But how can you, Stuart, how can you say that as a requirement of a class, though?
Well,
let's say the professor really believed that nonsense. Okay. But how do you make that as a requirement to participate? participate in the class.
Well, he's abusing his position. He's abusing his power, and the grades are very, very important. So he's putting a lot of coercion and pressure on Gina.
Yeah, Gina, by the way, is a 3.9 grade point average student. So we're taking this really seriously. We've got a letter going off to the school district, a demand letter with a lot of legal authority in it. But we're doing something different here. You know, we've done this in a couple of cases for as colleges and universities, and it's really worked. And that is, we get a national petition effort together to say you can't do this to these students. And we send that to that school district, and frankly, they see 100,000 signatures, names, numbers. They don't want to deal with it, and they get it resolved, and we get it resolved quickly. If you want to help us on this and help Gina, who's being told to participate in the class, you've got to accept my worldview, her teacher's worldview, and you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. Could you, as a requirement of engaging in the class. 877-989-2255 is the number. You add your name to this national petition. 877-989-2255. You can also do it at aclj.org. But call that number right now, folks. This is absolutely outrageous. 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Jeff's calling from North Carolina on line 2. Jeff, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jeff. Hey.
Doing good. How are you?
Thanks. Great. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and relate. I've been talking to my niece and trying to bring her to the Lord, and she's been contemplating. I see, you know, changes in her, and she comes back from school, and she tells me that they're studying religion, but they completely skipped over Christianity, and that her teachers made comments like that she thought Islam was a better religion, and that nobody could really know that Christianity is the truth, that you can't trust what all was written down.
That's because they think that Christianity is the one religion that they can protest, that they can go after without fearing any kind of repercussions. I hate to say it that bluntly and that boldly. Stuart's sitting here nodding his head. Jeff, here's the problem. They really think that if they do it to Christians, nobody's going to say anything, nobody's going to do anything.
Well, absolutely. The other major religions, if they do it against the Jewish faith, the Jewish community would be outraged. The Islamic faith, Muslims,
they wouldn't even try.
Christianity has become the outcast religion that basically everybody is attacking until we start fighting back, and that's exactly what we're doing at the ACLJ.
Folks, to fight back, we need your help again. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to fight back and do this now. National petition to stand with Gina and these students at these colleges so that they're not bullied. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go right back to the phones. Gavin's calling from California on line 3. Gavin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Gavin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Really appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, this thing with Gina is amazing. This professor is not only doing bad in terms of philosophy, he is bad academically. And in terms of academia, he is promoting his narrow-minded idea
sure.
What he's doing is he is
putting forward his view, because as Jordan just said, and Jordan's in our we're in D.C. working on our Supreme Court case. Jordan's helping our students at Regent University. He's on our Virginia Beach campus, but he's got lawyers and law clerks working on this for Gina, and it's. Not just adopting this view of, you know, the predicate is if you believe, you know, you got to at least acknowledge that God doesn't exist. It is more than that. The more we find out, Jordan, with this professor, and obviously you've done a lot of research on this, the more there is to know, and it's dangerous.
We have a great team here at the ACLJ. We did the research. We looked up this professor. That's a great thing about the Internet. That's changed these issues so much that just in the last few years, really, because these professors, everything they write is online. They have blogs. They have websites. All their publications are online. This professor has a serious problem with anyone who believes in a monotheistic God, whether it's Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. He says it right here. One of his papers is entitled Problem with the Attributes of Deity, and then in quotation marks, God. Problems with the attributes of God. But it goes a step further.
These students are paying for this. We need to reiterate. These are college courses. They're paying for this. Go ahead. Finish it up, Jordan.
And it's taking taxpayer money, too. These are state universities taking taxpayer dollars. But there's a choose-your-own-deity game on his website, linked to his website. And to get full credit on the assignment, Dad, you had to write on the final assignment. Gina talked about it. It was truly something that troubled me really the most of anything in this story. To get full credit in the final assignment, you had to write a sentence saying, there is no free will. I have no free will, and sign your name to that. That's all you had to do for this teacher, except doing that is rejecting your faith. And it across the board, from Christians to Jews, to Muslims. Could you imagine if this teacher, where would the ACLU be and Americans United for Separation of Church and State be, if this teacher said to a Muslim student, you need to understand Christianity. So to understand that, I need you to reject Islam. I need you to reject Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, and I need you to understand Christianity. And you can't even understand the philosophy of Christianity without believing in Christianity. These liberal groups would be outraged. But when it happens to Christians, we have to stand up for it, and we have to hear from these folks like Gina, who go to our website and contact us so we can get these situations solved.
You know, I don't even see where the teaching is. Where is the teaching?
Well, that's
in all
a question.
This? He's really just forcing his beliefs on his students, and he's grading them based on their adherence to his own belief system. But there's no teaching here. I mean, these students and parents are paying a lot of money, and they just have to listen to this man dictate his beliefs to them and grade them based on whether or not they agree with him. So that's outrageous.
You know, folks, listen. We can go on, and we're going to, because this is outrageous. I wish I could tell you this was the only case. This is the one that's getting the profile right now. We're getting on this, and we've got lawyers working on this. And because of your American Center for Law and Justice, we're able to do this. But really, it's going to take the American people speaking out. So these university professors, that these students are paying money to go to these classes so that they're not subject to this. So we need you to join with us. We've got a national petition drive. By the way, the university here is in New York, but we want all 50 states represented. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again, 877-989-2255. You add your name of support to this petition. It is critical that we hear from you folks. This is outrageous. These students are being subjugated. They're being mocked because of their faith, and we're not going to tolerate it. But you need to add your name to this national petition again, 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Elizabeth's calling from Washington on line 4. Elizabeth, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, I just had a comment to say.
Sure.
I mean, you know, honestly, for everything that's going on, I just have to say praise God that his word is coming true. He said that Christians will be cursed, persecuted for the love of Christ, that the world would hate us. And so I praise God that his word to this day comes true. But I
also it certainly seems like this professor does. Go ahead.
And I just got to say, when I was in high school, I believed and loved in the Lord so much. I was reading my Bible, giving words to my friends of Scripture, and it would be like, oh, you're just too obsessed. Even in high school, I'd get persecuted. And the funny thing, only, Christian friends I really had were my teachers.
You know, what's interesting here, Elizabeth, and I appreciate your call. We're out of time for this segment of the broadcast. But what makes this even worse is that this is at a college campus, which is supposed to be the bedrock for academic freedom. And what makes it worse here is that this is the bedrock of academic freedom, but they're able to do this. And if Gina didn't go to the website at aclj.org and email us this, we wouldn't have known about it. But she did, and that's why we're fortunate to be able to have this kind of website, interactive site, where people can tell us. The outrage here, folks, though, is a student was told, you don't participate in this class unless you acknowledge that God might not exist. And you get an automatic pass if you will acknowledge that basically your religious beliefs are incorrect. This is absurd. But again, as we go to the break, you go to your phones. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Sign this national petition. Stand up for Gina and these other students. We need to hear from you. 877-989-2255. Back with your calls.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really have a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
Hey folks, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We're working on Supreme Court cases here in Washington, D.C., a major case involving the Ten Commandments, and this has got huge ramifications, as you can imagine. Got a full team on that. About, Stuart, sitting around that table today, what do you think? About 15, 16, 18 lawyers?
15, 16 of the top lawyers in the country.
Yeah, working on this.
Working on this case.
Yeah, so we've got that going on, and that's in our office in Washington. Our office in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University, is handling the situation for the student we've been talking about the last couple of days, Gina, who's having her rights denied consistently, including the fact that she's being told that to participate in the dialectic discussion inside the classroom at a college, folks, at a college, she has to acknowledge that there's a possibility that God does not exist. Now, Jordan said this earlier. Could you imagine they go up to a Muslim student and say, well, to participate in the dialectic discussion in our class, you're going to have to acknowledge that maybe the Prophet Muhammad was not a prophet. He was just a man, not a prophet at all. First of all, they would never do it. Second of all, the reaction would be unbelievable in scope. Jordan, it would be huge.
No, it wouldn't happen. It's right. These professors pick on students. In this setting, especially in this online setting, it's even easier to pick on students when you don't have to put a face to it, threatening to fail them. I mean, Gina was threatened to fail, saying that they wouldn't fail a 3.9 GPA student with a professor who says you can't know something without believing in it. I mean, this is unbelievable, Dad. Apply this to more than just religion. Apply it to political philosophy. Can you not understand Hitler without believing in Nazism? Can you not understand Marxism without being a communist? You have to.
Hey, we're working on a Supreme Court case right now. We're arguing against this religious group called Summum. I know everything there is to know about it. I don't believe in their position. To be able to argue against it, I don't have to believe in it. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, you know, and it seems to be politically correct, unfortunately, these days, for schools and colleges to be able to criticize Christianity. It seems to be the only faith that they feel free to criticize. Unfortunately, for students like Gina, she stands up and she basically, sets this situation up where we can help her.
You know, Sarah Slum was a student at a university also in Arizona. The different kind of problem, but the same kind of thing. There was her religious faith was the basis upon which they were denying her the right to get an occupational certification. By the way, again, she was either 3.9 or 4.0 student. But we reacted strongly, and we got a result. We're going to get that result here, but it's going to take everybody's efforts. It's going to take our lawyers' efforts. It's Gina willing to stand up for her faith. It's your ability to go to your phones and call us and say, I'm going to stand with Gina and these students. We're not going to have them have their faith made fun of in a university that they're paying to go to. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255, signing this national petition. Jordan, who's next?
Lynette's calling from New York, online 2. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
God bless all of you.
Thanks.
It's truly a privilege that I would have this opportunity to speak
Thanks.
With you. I just want you to know that you're constantly in my prayers. I'm calling in addition to being a Suffolk County resident and appalled by what I'm hearing. I'm also
it's one of your schools right there in Suffolk County, so.
Exactly. And I'm also a pastor, and I'm also a person that knows that there is great power in prayer. So while I plan to also join the petition and talk this up as much as possible, I was wondering if there was not some avenue as far as the various pastors and churches that a lot of times...
Sure, we have networks. We have pastors and churches that network that get our email updates, our video email updates, and get posted. And that's why also I encourage people, and thank you for your call, Lynette, to go to aclj.org. We keep you updated on these. If you go to that trial notebook posting, as this progresses, we're going to keep updating you on that. So you'll get information, and we should be in really good shape on that. So we're optimistic But we want to make sure that we get a result here, and that's going to take everybody's effort to do that. So, Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go to Amanda calling from Virginia on line one. Amanda, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Amanda.
I was just calling to tell you guys thank you. I am actually on my way to class. I go to Liberty University. And I just moved to Lynchburg to go to Liberty because I went to a secular school in North Carolina. And my first day of my philosophy class, the same thing happened to me. My professor basically said, there is no God. If you believe in God, you have to admit that your belief is unfounded and that it's completely arbitrary. And I had a problem with that professor the whole semester.
Well, listen, the fact that you've gone and made a change of college is great. Not everybody has that opportunity. I'm glad, Amanda, you did. But I told people, our listening audience, that this was not the only student that we're hearing from. And now you've transferred now, so you've gotten yourself away from that problem. But, Stuart, we think we have kind of peeled back the first layer of the onion here, that we're going to find in the weeks ahead there's a lot more of this than we thought.
Yeah, you know, students shouldn't have to transfer from schools that they originally decided to go to because teachers are discriminating against them based on their Christian faith. I mean, that is just so wrong, and I know we're going to hear from a lot of people throughout the country that have similar shared experiences, Jay.
Yeah, and we're already doing that. Jordan, who's next?
It's back to the phones we go. Chris calling from Virginia on line 5. Chris, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing? Great show. You guys are doing great work.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just want to express my opinion about this. This is ridiculous. This guy is an anti-intellectual. The class is anti-intellectual, and to the extent the university supports it, it's anti-intellectual. I've studied philosophy, and I was working on a PhD in biochemistry, and the fact is, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. There's more evidence that God exists than he doesn't exist. And so, first off, I think he's anti-intellectual in terms of not knowing science, but he's also anti-intellectual in knowing that the limits of philosophy is assumption.
You know, but here's what he's doing. I mean, I appreciate your calling this, Chris, but what he's doing is, and you understand this because of your science background, he is trying to undercut the student's basic faith system before they even start the course, which then allows him to get into the other information he wants to literally pour down them. And he can eliminate their, if you can eliminate their foundation, well, then what happens? The house crumbles. So that's what he's trying to do here. I mean, we've heard of these things before, but now you're actually seeing students that are really engaged in this. And this is a battle for the minds and souls of our university students. And Chris, as you just pointed out, there is the evidence to God is clearly superior to the evidence against. But he's not willing to go there. He wants this predicate set out, and that's what he's trying to do here. That's what he's trying to undercut the student's faith system right at the outset and penalizing her if she doesn't do it.
Well, you're using the right term, faith, and that's so important to us, and basically that's what he's trying to undermine. He's trying to demoralize the students.
And penalize her
by giving her a lesser grade, not making her eligible to get an A. And that's absolutely ridiculous because this particular student obviously has great pride in her work pride.
Sure.
She's almost a 4.0, and this teacher is way out of line.
Jordan, let's try to get at least one more call, maybe two, before the program's over.
Paul's calling from California on line 6. Paul, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Paul.
I really
hey.
Appreciate your show.
Thanks.
I have a story that parallels this. A dear friend of mine in her 70s just passed away several months ago, and she escaped from the communists in the 50s in the Poland Eastern Europe bloc.
Sure.
And they put her in a 4x8 cell, and they wouldn't let her out unless she signed a paper admitting to all these communist totalitarian ideas. And she refused to sign it. And I've known her my whole life. And at her funeral, one of her fellow escapees explained that she never signed this paper. She wouldn't sign it because of her belief in God.
Well, you know, it's... You know, for Gina, it's whether she'll get a grade and whether she'll keep her 3.9 grade point average and be able to continue going in college. Your friend's situation, which, by the way, was part of the gulags, I mean, they used to do that, is really unfortunate. But in the United States of America, students shouldn't be put in this posture, period. These are college students. They're paying to go to school here. So this idea that you could treat them this way is just... frankly, absolutely outrageous. It's not only unfortunate, it's really wrong at its core. And as Jordan pointed out, it's more than just the predicate that you have to acknowledge that God might not exist. It's this idea that you have to really believe the other position in order to really deal with it. That's absurd. And that's just incorrect, and it's incorrect as a matter of policy, and it's incorrect as a matter of law. So here's what we're doing. We've got a major legal brief letter going to this university. We want to start, and we have started and getting a great response, a national petition drive, a national petition to stand with our college students for academic freedom here and to make sure they're not made fun of because of their beliefs. And this, we want you to sign this petition. It is absolutely critical. Here's the phone number. You do it right now, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also sign up at aclj.org. And if you've got a situation in your community, similar situation, email us. We're going to get help to you again at aclj.org. But you call right now, 877-989-2255. Stand for freedom. Sign this national petition.